It's time for a Saskatchewan Quickie. Live from a field by Tufnell, it's Quick Dick McDick.
Time to head to Tufnell and the guy that's still chuckling at my dismay thanks to everything that went wrong in my world yesterday is Quick Dick McDick. Thanks for the compassion, buddy.
Oh, man, I feel you, Dave. The only thing is, though, when you're talking about all these soaps and this fancy stuff flying around in the shower, I got to be honest with you, dude. I don't have those problems. I'm a bachelor, and I just keep a jug of Dawn dish detergent in the shower. That's all I need to get through. You know what I mean?
I understand.
But, you know, I don't know, man. It would be nice to get a warning before you were getting out of bed that you were going to have a day like that. You know what I mean? Then you might just have a little, boozy coffee in the morning to set your day right or something like that. You know what I mean?
Something to ground you, right?
But speaking of warning alarms and labels and all this stuff, Dave, is the world going a little bit crazy with trying to warn people of what's right and what's wrong and what's happening?
Yeah, you know what? You kind of raised a lot of eyebrows last week with the whole ground beef packaging, but some of the warnings that are out there just really take it to a new level.
Well, if you were telling me, Dave, you're like, okay, well, I get a warning light in my pickup, you know, that I got a low tire. Yeah. You know, there's this thing called your truck making a terrible sound. It's pulling to one side, and you actually just walking around the thing and being like, oh, wouldn't you know it? I've got a low tire. Yeah, I know, truck, I know. You know what's a funny one that I get on this? We got to go to town truck here that we pull a big stock trailer with that the wiring doesn't work that good in, Dave.
What's that?
It says trailer has a wiring fault. It says it right on the thing. Yeah, I know the trailer has a wiring fault. The wiring fault in the trailer is that the right signal light doesn't work and the right brake light doesn't work. I already know that. You don't have to continuously remind me of that. And furthermore, it's not the trailer's fault. And you're calling it the wiring fault of the trailer. No, it's my fault. I'm a dumbass. I can't get the thing fixed. It doesn't matter. I can need to haul the cattle to market, and I'm not going to wait around because I don't have a right-hand signal light turning. I'm just going to plan my trip so that I make all left-hand turns.
Oh, that makes so much sense, man.
You know, it really does. You get a low fuel light warning. I know. I have been sweating the last 20 minutes watching that fuel gauge thinking, am I going to make it to the stockyards and back before that thing goes empty? Dave, I can't go to the gas station and buy $2.70 diesel fuel. I need the purple stuff off of the farm. Otherwise, I made no money hauling these cattle to the market anyway.
Oh, man, you're so true. You're so true. It's like a little built-in nag right in your dashboard, isn't it?
It's exactly right. You know what? Which helps out because, you know, I don't have a significant other, Dave, and thank goodness for technology because I can experience what it feels like to have somebody nagging you while you're driving.